From 2003 to 2013, the most recent year for which data is available, heroin overdose deaths increased by nearly 5,000%. Governor Mike Pence says the newly created Drug Task Force will identify gaps in enforcement, treatment, and prevention and develop solutions for the state.
How do we make sure that the efforts that are happening at the local level are better coordinated with efforts that are happening at the state and even the national level?
The task force is comprised of law enforcement officials, physicians, a bipartisan group of lawmakers, and major agency heads. And Pence says his message to them is one of urgency.
We're looking for recommendations that can be implemented immediately through administrative action, and recommendations, if needs be, that we take to the Indiana General Assembly in the coming session.
Indianapolis Republican Senator Jim Merritt, a member of the task force, says regardless of what the group recommends, he will sponsor legislation next session to increase criminal penalties for drug dealers. The General Assembly lowered those penalties in its recent criminal code reform. In a statement, Indiana Democratic Party Chair John Zodi criticized the governor for regularly being late to the game when it comes to health and well-being issues. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.